In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Veni, Sancti Spiritus, repletum quod fidelium tuum movis in eis inim accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabuntur. Oremus Deus qui corda fidelium Sancti Spiritus illus in requisti da nobis in eodem Spiritu recta sapere et Deus semper consolatione gaudere per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Mater Dolorosa.
Amen.
Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. In these meditations this afternoon, we think and meditate on what is really the purpose of all these meditations during those, what St. Louis Skinner de Montfort calls, the first week, to get to know ourselves, right? What even the old philosophers call it, true wisdom, to know yourself. Notis auton. Know yourself, and in this consists true wisdom. But why? What is the purpose of all that? It is in order that we cut out what is not correct in our heart, that we empty our heart, but that we empty our heart eyes of ourselves, that we die interiorly to ourselves. As I said before, so that Our Lady truly can enter this heart, because if it's already occupied with something else, even if it's myself, as the king of this heart, Our Lady can obviously not come, so that she can bring Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost in that soul, fill that soul with Jesus Christ in the Holy Ghost. And this, what St. Paul calls the interior death, is not, we don't do that for its own sake. This to do would make no sense whatsoever. There's a higher purpose to it. The evil, the sinful in us must be destroyed and must be destroyed during this retreat, in order to make space for something better, namely for the new man, which is created according to the image of Christ, so that Our Lady can really form this interior man according to her own form. That's why this interior death is necessary. St. Paul says in Romans chapter 6, verses 6 to 14 as follows. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, to the end that we may serve sin no longer. For he that is dead is justified from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall live also together with Christ. Knowing that Christ, rising again from the dead, dieth now no more, death shall no more have dominion over him. For in that he died to sin, he died once, but in that he liveth unto God. So do you also reckon that you are dead to sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, so as to obey the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as as instruments of iniquity unto sin, but present yourselves to God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of justice unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. And Saint Louis Grignion de Montfort says in the Treatise of the True Devotion about the subject, the interior death, and we heard that already, he says in number 81, in order to rid ourselves of self, we must die, he says, to ourselves daily. That is to say, we must renounce the operations of the powers of our soul and of the senses of our body. We must see as if we saw not, understand as if we understood not, and make use of the things of this world as if we made no use of them at all. This is what St. Paul calls dying daily. Unless the grain of wheat falling into the ground die, itself remaineth alone. And of course, in the life of St. Louis Grignion de Montfort, he exemplifies his interior dying, not only because of his great, great spirituality, of his mere devotion, but also of his great mortification. His rejection, even by members of the clergy, even close friends, even left him alone. He truly showed this interior dying by exterior actions, that he had a holy indifference to whatever happened to him. Just remember towards the end, when he erected one of his famous calvaries, it was almost done, then the order from the bishop came to tear it down again. And he just did it in holy indifference, because he already died interiorly many, many years ago. He continues, and bringeth no good fruit. If we do not die to ourselves, and if our holiest devotion do not incline us to this necessary and useful death, we shall bring forth no fruit worth anything, and our devotions will become useless. This is the problem with many devotions, except the true devotion, meaning the true consecration, the total consecration to Our Lady, that many times the dying of ourselves is not implanted in these devotions. And then, if that's the case, and that will be the case if we don't really try to live this consecration, then it will be the same. Then it will not bear fruit to such a degree as it could bear fruit. And that's what he is saying. All our good works will be stained by self-love and our own will, and this will cause God to hold in abomination the greatest sacrifices we can make and the best actions we can do, so that at our death we shall find our hands empty of virtues and of merits, and we shall not have one spark of pure love which only communicated to souls dead to themselves, souls whose life is hidden with Jesus Christ in God. And if we consecrate ourselves to Our Lady, and if we try to live in this dependence to Our Lady, we truly practice a certain interior death, and we practice this every single day. The imitation of Christ, says then in Book 3, Chapter 50, following. chapters how a desolate person ought to offer himself into the hands of God. Lord, God, O Holy Father, be thou now and forever blessed, for as thou wilt, so it has happened, and what thou dost is always good. Let thy servant rejoice in thee, not in himself, nor in any other, for thou alone art true joy. Thou my hope and my crown, thou my gladness and my honor, O Lord. What has thy servant but what he hath received from thee? Insist without any merit on his side. All things are thine which thou hast given and which thou hast made. I am poor and in labors from my youth, and my soul is grieved even unto tears sometimes, and sometimes is disturbed within herself by reason of the passions which encompass her. I long for the joy of peace. I implore the peace of thy children who are fed by thee in the light of thy consolation. If thou give peace, if thou infuse holy joy, the soul of thy servant shall be full of melody and devout in thy praise. But if thou restore thyself as thou art very often accustomed to do, he will not be able to run in the way of thy commandments, but rather must bow down his knees and strike his breast, because it is not with him as it is was yesterday and the day before, when a lamp shone over his head, and he was covered under the shadow of thy wings from temptations rushing in upon him. O just Father, holy and always to be praised, the hour is come for thy servant to be tried. O Father, worthy of all love, it is fitting that thy servant should at this hour suffer something for thee. O Father, always to be honored, the hour is come which thou didst foresee from all eternity, that thy servant for a short time should be oppressed without, but always live within to thee, that he should be a little slighted and humbled, and should fail in the sight of men, that he should be severely afflicted with sufferings and diseases, that so he may rise again with thee in the dawning of a new light and be glorified in heaven. O Holy Father, thou hast so appointed, and such is thy holy will, and that has come to pass which thou hast ordained. And you can then continue to reading if you still need some thought for meditation in this chapter. This goes a little longer. You can go read and meditate about it. But the important thing, as I said several times now, is to empty ourselves, to make room for the bride of the Holy Ghost, namely Our Lady, that she can take place, can establish her throne in your heart, and that she can transform you into an altar Christus, not only by virtue of ordination, priest ordination, but also by this grace, which is a fruit of the true consecration, the total consecration, and true devotion to Our Lady. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.